主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求的。
阿门。
我们一同打开罗马书第十三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 13.
我们再读第十节以后，你们一同开声读第十一、第十二节。
We shall read from 10, 11, 12.
爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。第十一节，再者，你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。黑夜已深，百昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器，行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼。我们再读第十一、第十二节、十三节，我自己读。再者，
你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，
因为我们的救现今比初信的时候更近了。黑夜已深，百昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。我们再次低头祷告，请吕博士带领我们祷告。
Lord, once again we thank you because you open your scripture. Open then our eyes with the illumination of the Holy Spirit, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.
Amen. 我们已经用了好几次的时间思想着爱、亏欠与完全之间的关系。
We have spent a few sessions to talk about love and indebtedness, perfections, their relationship.
保罗说凡事不可有亏欠。
Paul said in all things do not feel in debt.
或者彼得班尼说对任何人在任何事上都不应当有任何的亏欠。
Or to anybody at anything do not have anything you feel in debt.
这样的人呢，一定良心没有自己责备自己的可能。
This kind of people will not be pricked by their conscience.
这样的人一定过着一个天天安睡，夜半有人敲门也不惊的生活。
They'll live a life where they can sleep and sleep soundly.
因为对人没有亏欠。
Because they are not falling short to others.
任何事没有亏欠。
And to everything they are not in short.
所以他可以非常安心、安身立命，过一个非常安稳的人生。
Though they can live a life whereby their conscience are so clear.
神不但要我们对他存无愧的良心。
Not only to him that our conscience will be clear.
神也要我们对人存无愧的良心。
God also wants us to have a clear conscience to people.
虽然圣经清楚告诉我们，
Even though the Bible clearly tells us.
这世界没有良善的人。
That there's no good person in the world.
没有真正行善。
There's no one who truly do good things.
没有真正明白的。
There's no one who truly understands.
没有真正认识上帝。
And no one who truly know God.
没有一个真正寻求上帝。
No one who truly seek after God.
但是圣经也清楚告诉我们。
But the Bible also clearly tells us.
上帝造我们的时候。
When God created us.
是要我们揣摩他。
It's in order that we can understand.
要我们寻求他。
That we can seek after him.
或者可以揣摩而得。
Or maybe can understand about him.
这是很清楚的两件相当不同的看法。
So clearly, two different views are put together here.
从表面上来看是相对的。
Superficially, they are contradicting.
相冲突的。
Contradicting.
上帝要人被造成为寻求上帝的族类。
God created so that we become a people that can understand him.
上帝也清楚告诉我们，没有个人寻找上帝。
And God, another way say that no one seek after him.
像到底人被造可能寻找上帝吗？
So man, after we have created, can we then seek after God?
如果可能寻找上帝，
if it is possible,
那为什么上帝说没有人寻找他？
Then why is God saying no one seek after him?
真正人不能寻找上帝。
Is it true that man cannot seek after him?
如果人不能寻找上帝，为什么上帝创造人，盼望人寻找他，或者可以揣摩而得呢？
If men do not seek after him, why is God created man so that man can seek after him to understand him?
这两极端所产生的矛盾，
So these two polarity, the kind of contradiction it produces.
基督教的解经家就分成两派。
So that this Bible interpreter had two groups.
所以一派的人清楚知道人根本没有寻求上帝。
One school will say that no one truly seek after God.
所以他们对宗教认为是逃避上帝的自义的行动。
So this religion they say is a self-righteous conduct whereby we run away from God.
另一 派就以为人实实在在有在寻求上帝。
Another school said that man truly seek after God.
人如果真的有寻求上帝
，It meant truly seeking after God.
照圣经的应许，若有人真心寻找我，他一定寻见。
Then according to the Bible teaching, if anyone seek me truly, he will find me.
那今天在宗教里面寻找的上帝，是不是真正的上帝
？Today in the religion, the God that we seek is a true God.
如果在宗教里面所找的上帝是真正的上帝的话
，If in religion the God that we seek after is a true God,
为什么？越有宗教的人离开上帝越远。
Why say those of religious stay far away from God?
为什么在越远有的宗教中间热心的人也不容易接受基督的福音
？And even for those very fundamental in their belief, it's not easy for them to receive the gospel.
所以虽然人以为他在寻找上帝
，So that even though people thought that they are seeking after God,
他也以为他是真心寻找上帝
，And they thought that truly they seek after God.
其实他寻找的不是那真正的上帝
，Actually what they seek after is not that true God.
是他心中以为可以代替上帝的那个假的上帝。
It is that false God they thought it could subdue the true God in the heart.
所以人不能把真神真正认识进去。
So man cannot truly understand and put that true God in their true heart.
人就以为自己想象中间的假神就是真神。
And that imaginary God they thought is God, they thought is true God.
他以为他按照他自己所能有的诚心实意寻找的就是寻找的。
And they thought that according to their honesty, what they seek, they truly find the true God.
结果事实证明不是如此。
But facts only but to prove that that's not so.
所以呢，圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible says,
我们个人如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
We are like sheep gone astray, walking in our own way.
为什么上帝不说呢？我们如狗走迷，因为狗比较不容易走迷。
Why does God never say that we are like dog who has gone astray? Because dog would not lose their way easily.
为什么不讲我们如猫走迷
？Or like cats, we lose our way.
因为猫也比较容易回家。
Because cat also can find their home.
为什么说我们如羊走迷
？Why say we are lost like sheep?
羊虽然很乖。
Sheep, even though they are good and tame,
很纯良
，very tame,
几乎没有羊伤害过人。
But we could never see this lamb having a lamb.
小的羊是连最小的孩子都可以跟他玩。
Even the smallest sheep can play with the kids.
But 羊是最不懂方向。
Even though the sheep do not have a sense of direction.
所以圣经说我们如羊走迷。
And that's the Bible says we are lost the sheep.
个人偏行己路。
And walking in our own way.
这句话在以赛亚书里面出现。
Isaiah, this phrase appeared.
另外一句相同的话语
，another similar statement，
在箴言书里面出现。
In Proverbs，
我们个人都以为自己所走的路就是正的。
We all thought that the way we walk is the right way，
已经偏了。
But we have gone astray.
却以为正
，we thought it's right.
已经错了
，we have gone wrong way.
还以为是对
，we thought it's right.
这就是人的毛病。
That's man's problem.
所以这样的任性。这样的自信使我们很难真正归回正路。
So it is because this is self-confidence, it makes it difficult to come back to God.
一个自信错误的人
，a one who believes that truly he is not wrong,
一定产生错误的估计。
Then he will have wrong estimation.
这就是许多的青年人事业失败最大的两个原因。
And that's the two main factors why the young people fail in the business.
第一
，the first,
overconfident.
那太过于自信了。
第二 ，miscalculate.
他们错误的计算，
过分自信
，over confident，
就以为自己的一定对，不容易听别人。
They thought that they are right, so it's not easy for them to listen to others.
过分自信
，and over confident，
就不会谦卑听长辈有经验的人所讲的一些重要的细节的问题。
You will not be humble to listen to those details taught by the old people.
过分自信
，if you're over confident，
就把别人的经验当作平常。
You thought that others' experiences are ordinary.
把境界的话语当作不会发生在我们的身上。
And those good words are warning us. We thought it wouldn't happen.To us.
过分自信的人是很勇敢。
Overconfident is too brave.
过分自信的人是很容易实际行动的。
When you're overconfident, you act a lot.
那么他们的所有的本钱
，so all their capital，
也不过就是年轻时候所有的那些天资，那些的知识。
Only by those knowledge, the endowment that
加上他们的体力，他们的勇敢。
The physical strength and the braveness.
像在年轻的时候，所有非常稀少的钱财。
And also a little bit of money that I had because I'm young.
那他就自己算这样下注，这样赌注下去，大概得多久会赚多少，会赚多少。
So that they say that they calculate with this kind of stake, how much can I earn in a term?
有虚假的，没有经验的乐观。 代替实际的残酷。
So with a false optimism, it substitutes the real cruelty.
他们就只想好的，没有想坏的。
They talk only about a good thing, not the bad happening.
那么他自己想多久会赚多少，多久要赚就自己用惩罚把自己的梦把它化成数目。
So they use their own calculator to have a progressive calculation how much they will earn.
甚至很多年轻的传道人发展教会的工作都用这种自信加上误数算误估而开始。
So even all these young people with overconfidence and miscalculation, they started the church.
等到试过了以后
，So after the thing has happened,
他发现不但没有达到应当达到的数目
，They find that only they have not reached a number,
连自己原有的本钱都全部吃光了
，Even their own capital have been consumed.
再一从头开始
，So when they start over again,
只有留下一个可能性
，Only one possibility.
在他失败以前的这一个信任、可信任、真诚、诚实。被人接受的程度多少，否则就没有盼望。
It will all depend on their credibility, how much people can accept and believe in them.
如果他失败以前
，If before they fail,
还是让人可信任他的
，People still is can believe in them.
他有重新再起的可能。
Then there's a possibility for them to start over again.
如果这以前的他根本是人根本不要信任。
If before that people don't even believe in them,
就是向前走一条灭亡的道。
So they walk in a way that leads to death.
所以这是很可怜的事。
That's pitiful.
所以求主帮助我们。
That God will help us.
你们年轻的人
，So you are young,
特别要谨慎。
Especially you must be careful.
我在这件事情上不是专家。
Upon all these things, I'm not specialist.
因为活了六十多岁，有一些的经验。
But because I have lived up to 60 plus, I have some experience.
所以我观看我自己的孩子。
So I observe my own children.
我曾经四次严肃地告诉他
four times very solemnly I told them,
你可能有危险因为你太自信了
you may have the danger because you're overconfident.
你太自信了
you're overconfident.
好在我的孩子非常注意我讲的话
so it's a fortunate my son listened carefully to me
小孩子小的时候
so when the children were small
我跟他们在一起玩好像我就是喊孩子一样的
I play with them like I'm a child
但我发现不对的时候
when I see something is wrong
突然间扳起脸孔来
suddenly I put out my face
现在大家坐好爸爸要讲话
And listen carefully, your dad wants to speak to you now.
他们都知道这句话出来一定很重要了。
They know that this was very important.
喂，爸爸要讲话。
So they all come and listen carefully.
有什么话要听
？What?
他就注意听。
They listen carefully.
养成注意听有经验的人说话的习惯。
So they have this habit to listen to experienced people talking.
这是很重要。
And that's important.
有人跟我五个城市跑。
That people have go to five cities with me.
他们常不是我很奇怪。
人常常就会随
无论在加拿大在新加坡在吉隆坡香港台湾很多青年人听
No matter in Jakarta or Singapore Malaysia or this, Hong Kong and Taiwan a lot of young people listen to you
我在感谢主
I say praise God
如果这个时代还有这样的一批青年人
If there's such young generation in this age
这一批的青年人很普通的青年人是不一样的
This generation is different from the other generation
因为灵恩派专争取青年人
Because charismatic want to capture all the young people
结果让他们变得大喊大叫多多祷告不听到的
So there will be one who shout and pray a lot but never listen carefully to the word of God
神借着这个布道团
So God through Sammy
兴起一批肯听话的
Have raised people who are prepared to listen
如果你懂得更多吸收神的真理
If you want to absorb more the word of God
更多了解老人的经验
More than understand the old people's experience
更多警惕自己不过自信
More than warn yourself not to be overconfident
更多谨慎自己不要过估自己
More than you are careful with yourself
那你的前途
Then your future
加上你可信任的程度
Plus your credibility
就很有盼望了
Then there's hope
求主帮助我们
Pray that God help us
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear friends
我每次到一个地方的时候
Every time when I go to a new place
我会自己估计大概会对多少人讲
I will ask them how much I will preach
大概用多少钱
And how many money
有多少可能的这个果子
How much possible result
那有时候我也把这件事情跟同工谈谈
Sometimes I share it with my co-workers
有一些同工太过自信
Some co-workers are overconfident
他就想这一次大概多少人多少人来
And they will say that so many people will come
我自信肚子里面笑着我不讲话
But in my heart I know but I never say
我说最多大概是一半
I say maybe only half.
或者大概60%。
Or maybe 60%。
这个估计啊
，this estimation
是跟我们的信心大小和福中道有关系。
It's according to the sober judgment according to the measure of my faith.
你们还记得罗马书第十二章吗
？You still remember Romans chapter 12？
我有几个月的时间跟您谈前面那几节。
I spent a few months talking to you of the first few statements.
这是很重要。
This is important.
那么当我们在这个追求的中间
，So in the process of seeking，
我们要学习常常自以为亏欠。
Many times we feel we are indebted.
常以为自己亏欠的人
，You feel that for sure people
是已经得胜了，过分自信心的人。
Then you are already overcome those who are overconfident.
自信心需要不需要
？You know, do you need confidence?
非常需要。
Of course, you need.
的过分自信心好不好
？Is it good to be overconfident?
非常危险
，It's dangerous.
所以有自信的当时。
So at a time when you're confident,
不要过于自信。
Do not be overconfident.
有自谦卑的当时。
When you have the humility,
不要谦卑变成自卑。
Do not become inferiority complex.
这些的平衡
，this balance,
才使我们可以在不完全中间，正在完全的过程中间前进。
Cause us to progress in the imperfection towards perfection.
我已经对你们说了，基督徒的完全。
I said a Christian perfection.
归正神学的眼光来看
，and the reform perspective
不是量的完全
，it is the quantitative perfection.
是质的完全
，it's a qualitative perfection.
不是程度的完全
，not the degree perfection.
动机的完全
，but the perfection in motive.
不是现今已经整个的完全
，not at the present moment totally you are perfect.
而是程序进展中间的完全
，but in the process.The procedure you are perfecting,
不是我现有的这个分量的完全。
Not that what I have as a quantity now be perfect.
标杆盼望达到的完全。
But it's a perfection towards my goal.
所以是动机的。
So it's motive.
是进展的。
It's progressive.
是程序的。
It's a procedure.
是本质的。
It's a substantial.
是标杆的。
It's a purpose.
从这五个局部器官完全的。
From this five perspective, you view perfection.
只有一种人可以达到。
There's only one kind of person to reach.
那一种人是谁呢
？What kind of person?
就是自以为有亏欠的。
The one who feels that he's in debt.
不是自卑。
那是 feel
inferior. 自己感到自己有亏欠。
But you feel that you're in debt.
我感到我不够。
I feel that I'm not enough.
我感到我缺乏。
I feel that I'm lacking.
我感到我愚昧。
I feel that I'm foolish.
我感到我太缺乏经验。
I feel that I lack experience.
自己常常以为亏欠。
So many times you feel that you're in shortness.
就容易进入完全。
That is easier for you to progress to perfection.
保罗在这里特别提到。
Paul here specially mentioned.
怎样的事情上感到亏欠
？But what kind of thing you feel that in debt or in short?
爱人如己的事情。
In loving others,
是爱心的事情上
In love,
感到危险
You feel that in
感到自己不完全
You feel that you're not perfect,
感到自己亏欠
You feel that you're indebted,
这样爱人的
So when you love others,
就完全有律法
It fulfills the law.
原来这句话跟保罗说的命令的总归就是爱是完全相辅相成
So it's totally in harmony with what Paul said that this love perfect law.
为什么保罗说呢命令的总归就是爱
Why is that Paul the conclusion of this commandment is love?
神赐下律法
Because when God has given the law,
他是发命令者
He is the one who gives the law.
赐下命令的上帝
When he issued the law,
为什么赐下命令
Why given the law?
因为爱
Because of love.
命令的总归就是爱
The submission of this commandment is love.
爱是赐下命令的动机
And love is the motive of giving commandments.
爱也是命令的根基
And love is also the foundation of the giving the law.
爱是命令所盼望达到的果效
And also love is the purpose of hope.
如果上帝不是为了爱我们
If it's not because God loves us,
他不把命令赐给我们
He doesn't give the commandments.
所以命令跟爱是相连的
So then commandment and law are linked.
命令的动机就是爱
The motive of law is love
因为爱所以对你说不可犯奸
Because love is said do not commit adultery
因为爱所以对你说不可说谎
Because love is said don't lie
因为爱所以对你说不可做假见
Because love that is said don't bear false testimony
因为爱所以对你说不可偷盗
Because love is said don't steal
所以爱是命令的原因
And also this love is the reason of
commandments 爱是赐下命令的动机
And also the motive of giving commandments
爱是赐下命令给我们有律法的一个根基
And love also is the foundation for giving the commandments
第二样
The second
上帝把命令给你以后
When after God has given you the commandments
是命令的上帝是爱
The giver of the law is love
当你真正遵行命令的时候
When you truly obey the commandments
你从命令中间学习爱
Then from commandment you learn love
这是非基督徒很难明白的
This is something non-Christian cannot understand
不可以这样不可以那样
You cannot do this cannot do that
这是限制
That is the limitation
这不是爱
That's not love
这是约束
This constriction,
这是限制
or limitation.
但是圣经说这个律法是叫人得到自由的。
But then the Bible says that love is enabling you to get freedom.
命令是使人得自由的。
Commandments so that you can have freedom.
使人自由的律法。
And the law that set you free.
这怎么可能？
How is it possible?
我大概在小学五年级的。
When I was five instead of five.
听我的老师说呢。
I listened to my teacher.
你们的手受伤。
You know your hand is injured.
有毒的时候呢。
When the poison.
如果毒流到心脏，你就死了。
If the poison travel to the heart, you'll die.
所以。
So because of that.
当血里面有毒的时候。
When there is a poison in the blood.
流。
It flow and flow.
流到躯干的大门要进去的时候。
When it comes before it comes to the heart.
就在那边有一个要出的力量出来了。
There, there's a constriction.
你明白我在讲什么？
Do you know?
所以你这个会痛会生一粒出来。
So you find that there's a lump there.
那你的血管就开始又竖起来了。
Then the blood cell constricts.
肿大起来的时候。
And when it swells,
就使外面的血不容易流到心脏。
So that outside blood would not flow to the heart.
这个句子后来我明白什么叫做律法。
Later on, I know what is law.
压缩。
When it constricts,
限制。
And to limit,
在不给你自由的时候。
Giving you no freedom.
这个不是给你不自由。
Not to say that you are bound without freedom.
给细菌不自由。
But to bind the germs.
才保护你的心脏继续跳的自由。
So then your heart is protected to pump freely.
如果让细菌自由进入，你心脏就没有自由再跳了。
Because if the germ is freely entering your heart will not pump freely.
所以这个自由变成相对的东西了。
So then this freedom becomes relative.
所以如果你看到一条街。
So when you see a street.
这个街上说什么？
What do you see?
Free of bicycle.
不能够有脚踏车。
Free of bicycle. 你要从字面先解释吗？
哦，脚踏的自由。
那你现在明白我讲什么了？
所以 understand now.
一个小孩子拿脚踏车。
So a boy would ride on a bicycle.
Free from the bicycle.
看到这个自由，脚踏车自由。
他就在里面踏了。
So he will ride.
不是的。
No,
那一条路啊
that road,
你自由自在没有小踏车来妨碍你
You'll be free not to be hindered by bicycles
明白懂吗
Understand now
所以你是对谁自由
To whom is free
对我的生命继续享受自由就让细菌没有自由进来
It's also that my life can continue to enjoy freedom The germ has no freedom to enter
所以雅各书说呢
So the book didn't say
使人自由的律法
The law that set you free
我从前想不通因为我很笨
In the past I couldn't understand because I was stupid
但是上帝爱笨人
But God loves the foolish people
上帝拣选愚昧的人
And chose the foolish one
所以后来我明白了
Later on I understood
上帝保守我在真理里面的自由
Because God had kept me the freedom in truth
就用律法限制罪恶不损害我
so that you use commandment to constrict law so they don't harm me
你了解了吗
you understand now
所以自由是使人自由的律法
freedom is the law that sets you free
那么现在你遵行律法的时候
now when you obey the law
你讨厌上帝
you hate God
这个不可以那个不可以
you ask me not to do this and that
你就不懂律法的意义
you do not then understand the meaning of law
遵行第一到第四条的时候
but you obey the first to fourth law
你要存一个爱上帝的心
It is with the heart that love God you want to have this movie.
爱独一的上帝
Because you love the only God.
就不爱其他的家属
You love and you do not love other false gods.
真正爱你的太太
Because you truly love your wife.
你就不会去爱妓女了
You will not love the prostitute.
因为你把你的爱给这个独一的太太
Because your love is dedicated to the only wife.
这个爱
This love
就限制你的自由
Will limit your freedom.
这个爱就使你进入真正真理的自由
And this love will lead you enter into the true freedom of truth.
你就爱上帝
So when you love God,
你就愿意尊他的名为圣
You're willing to honor his name.
你就爱上帝
Because you love God,
你就不愿意把偶像跟他等量齐
You do not want to equalize either to him.
因为爱上帝
Because you love God,
你就不随便称他的名
You will not fully proclaim his name.
那些一天到晚猪啊猪啊猪啊，我很怕
Those who call Lord every day, I'm afraid of them.
因为他不知道他的主是哪一个主
Because they do not know whose Lord is his Lord
那些讲上帝的旨意上帝的旨意我很怕
Those day and I say this God's will God's will I'm afraid of them
每次变来变去都是上帝的旨意
Because every change that they have is the will of God
我有个学生每次得到女朋友就 到我家来，请我为他们祷告，说是上帝的旨意。
Every time I have a student, every time when she got a girlfriend, he come back to me and I'm going to pray because of the will of God.
后来不成了，再带一个来，又说这是上帝的旨意。
Oh, when he fails, he bring another one and says this is the will of God.
他前后带过七个女孩子到我家里来祷告。
He brought seven girls to my home, asked me to pray.
到最后一个。
And final one.
他的女朋友去厕所的时候。
So the girl when she go to the toilet.
我就对他说还有几个。
I said, how many more?
你说的上帝的旨意哪一个才上帝
He said it is the will of God which one
我们不能口头说上帝旨意就是上帝
We cannot say with our lips the will of God and that becomes the will of God
我不能口头说主啊主啊就是你敬畏主
I cannot simply shout Lord Lord and which one you are godly
那个不常称主名的人
Those who seldom call upon the Lord
每一次讲的时候都是以敬畏的心尊主为圣
Every time when they say they honor God as
holy 那你就要特别尊重这样
Then especially you want to honor this one
有一些人天天对不起对不起一天到晚对不起的明天一定在犯罪
There are people every time you say sorry 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 the next day you commit the same mistake
所以我教我的孩子
So I teach my children
有三种人你要注意
There's three kind of people you must be careful
其中两种不可以做你的朋友
And two kind of people cannot be your friend
爸爸什么人不可以做
What they ask
那是一天到晚讲对不起的你不可以跟他做朋友
Those who say sorry sorry every day you don't befriend them
他勇敢认错不好吗
Isn't good they're courageous in admitting they're wrong
他不是勇敢认错
They're not courageous in admitting they're wrong
太随便认错
Too casually they admit they're wrong
为什么随便认错呢
Why too casual
因为他随便犯错
We got casually the community.
随便犯错，随便认错，就有机会再随便犯错。
So easily they commit wrong. Easily they say sorry. Easily they commit wrong again.
一天到晚对不起，对不起，对不起的，你不要跟他做朋友。
So day and night they will say sorry. These kind of people don't be friends.
因为明天他一定再犯同样的错。
Because the next day he will commit the same mistake.
第二种
，the second kind，
从来不认错的，你也不要跟他做朋友。
Those who never say they are sorry don't be friends them also.
因为他变成上帝了。
Because they become God.
他不会错的。
Never be wrong.
你跟一个上帝做朋友，你去得罪那真正的上帝。
So if you befriend a God, then you go against true God.
第三种人
，the third，
不随便犯错。
Those who never commit mistake casually.
不必随便认错。
And do not simply admit the mistake.
真正知道错。
But when truly know that they're wrong,
马上勇敢认错。
Immediately, the courageous.
你要跟他做朋友。
You want to befriend them.
Amen.这是很简单的道理
Very simple truth
亲爱的弟兄
My dear brothers and sisters
如果你真正爱上帝
If you truly love God
你一定尊他是对的神
You must honor him as a true God and a good God
真正爱上帝
If you truly love God
你一定不把荣耀归给偶像
You will not give glory to the idols
你真正爱上帝
If you truly love God
你口不可能随便妄称他的名字
So your lip will not proclaim his name in vain
真正爱上帝
If you truly love God
你分别为圣在敬拜他的时候你尊重他
You set aside as holy, you want to respect him.
这个就对上帝的爱。
This is your love to God.
使你成你愿意遵行他的命。
Causes you want to obey him.
命令的总归就是爱。
So the summation of law is love.
从神来方面来说。
From God's perspective.
他因为爱所以赐下命令。
Because the love he gave the commandments.
从人这一方来说。
From man's perspective.
因为爱上帝所以顺从命令。
Because you love God, you want to obey the commandments.
一个人爱上帝的记号在哪里
Where's the sign for man to love God?
因为我奉献一些钱。
You offer some money?
因为我很会独唱。
Because I know how to sorrow.
因为我耐吉他到处弹琴
Because I have good guitar playing,
因为帮助了一些穷
Because I have good
穷一些
poor
这是爱的记号吗
Is that the mark of
love 可能
Possible
但是圣经从来没有说这就是爱的记号
But the Bible never says all these are marks of love
耶稣基督说
Jesus said
爱我的必什么
He who loves me
遵守我的诫命
Will obey my commandments
所以你很清楚看见
So clearly you see
因为动机是爱
Because the motive is love
上帝成了赐下诫命的源头
so that's behind the source that God gives commandments
因为动机是爱
because the motive is love
人成为遵守诫命的顺从者
man becomes the obeyer that obey the commandments
感谢上
praise God
从这个原理再推下去
so when you want to proceed with this reasoning
对人存着爱你就守后面六条诫
so when you love to others you keep the six commandments
因为你爱
because of love
所以你孝敬父母
You honor your parents
因为全世界每一个人都是从父母生下来
Because everyone is given birth by the parents
能够尊重老人家是智慧里面最重要的一条
So he who know how to honor the elderly is the first of the wisdom
人与人中间
The man and man
反轻看老人的
He who despise the old
以后前途一定不好
And the future it will dim
因为他先为自己 放下一块很坏的石头在前面。
Because he put for himself a bad stone.
你不但要尊敬自己的长辈。
Not only you must respect your own elderly.
你也要尊敬别人长辈。
You want to also honor others elderly.
这一个做人的基础。
That's the basis of being a man.
可以使你的晚辈以后照样需要尊敬你。
So that your younger generation now will respect you.
你也使你的孩子尊敬别人的长辈。
So your children will respect others elderly.
这是世界大同的一个基因。
And that is a common belief of the world.
我们饮水思源。
So when the thing back of the source.
知道我们不是自己生出来。
Know that we are not giving birth to ourselves.
是父母把我们生出来。
It's a parent who gave birth to us.
父母把我们养大。
They brought us up.
有许多父母自己没有读到多少书。
Many of the parents are not highly educated.
辛苦做苦工，储蓄了一大笔的钱，给孩子读比自己更高的书。
They labor hard so that they save some money to bring up the children with high education.
但是许多的孩子一读更高的书，才发现原来爸爸什么都不懂。
So when these children are highly educated.They thought that their parents are ignorant.
他们就靠爸爸出席的血汗钱读到更多的书来看不起为他牺牲的父母。
So with the money that their parents have labored so hard to educate them, they want to despise them now with the education.
这种没有建设、没有良心的幼辈。
And this kind of younger generation without conscience and constructiveness.
有高的学位也是不智慧的。
With higher education but no wisdom.
所以敬爱父母。
So to honor your parents.
是智慧里面很重要的。
It is a very important thing in wisdom.
敬畏上帝是智慧的开始。
Because to honor God is the beginning of wisdom.
孝敬父母是智慧在人世间一个最清楚的言辞跟表彰。
And to honor a parent is the clear manifestation of wisdom in the world.
那是因为你爱人。
Because you love others.
你怎么会去杀你所爱的？
How would you kill those you love?
如果你爱一个人，
if you love someone,
你怎么会去奸污他？
How would you commit adultery?
你如果爱一个人，
if you love a person,
你奸污他，
when you rape,
那一定你不是爱他，你是爱自己情欲的自由。
Then you will not love her. Actually, you love your own lust.
你把别人据为己有。
So when you conquer others,
让别人成了你情欲的战俘。
So others become your slave of your lust.
你的享受是建立在别人的痛苦、别人的损害、别人的这个一生的伤痛中。
So that the enjoyment is built upon suffering of people for their whole life.
这不是爱，这是害。
This is not love, but injury.
所以你这里很清楚看见。
So clearly you see,
爱
love
是害的反面。
Is the opposite of harming.
害是爱的反面。
Then the harming is the opposite of love.
当我喜欢的结果损害别人的时候，
when I love them and they start to say I harm,
我不成为祝福，成为咒诅。
I do not become a blessing, become a curse.
我不叫人得益处，叫人的害处。
I do not let others have profit, but harm them instead.
遵行上帝的命令。
So he who obeyed the commandment of God.
不但是爱神的表现。
Not only the manifestation of your love to God.
也是爱人的表现。
Also is the manifestation of your love to others.
如果你爱一个人，
if you love someone,
你怎么会偷他的东西？
Would you steal from them?
你爱一个人，
if you love someone,
你怎么用假的见证的陷害他？
Would you bear false witness to harm them?
如果你爱一个人，
if you love someone,
你怎么可怕把他的东西摊带过来？
How could you convert their possessions?
这些都是很重要的道理。
All these things are very important teaching in their life.
只有这一本圣经，
only this Bible,
天衣无缝的，
is so closely knitted,
把人的双重责任，
so dual responsibility,
对神对人的爱，
and love to God and to others,
用亏欠感，
using this sense of indebtedness,
来继续走在完全的目的的方向道路上。
To push us in the way of perfection, to progress in it.
讲得这样清楚。
And so clearly it hits.
第四节说。
So verse 10 says,
爱
love
是不加害于人的。
It's not to harm.
所以爱就完全的立法。
And because of that, love fulfills the law.
我有一点要你注意的。
The one thing I want to pay attention.
就当提到第八节到第十节的时候。
When you mention about 8 to 10 verses.
罗马书完全没有提到第一条到第四条的诫命。
The book of Romans never mentioned the commandment of 1 to 4.
他提到的就是那点。不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可贪婪，还有别的诫命都包在爱人如己的一句话。
And it talks about you do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, do not commit adultery. All these are summed up in the commandments.
这样跟第八节就完全符合了。
So then it comes in harmony with verse number 8.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为第八节说 凡事不可亏欠人。
So, because in verse number 8 it says that in all things do not fall short of
men. 第八节说彼此相爱要常以为亏欠。
But in loving with one another, you feel that you're in debt continually.
所以这里是提到人与人之间怎样伦理进到完全的地步。
So it talks about human ethic, how would you progress to perfection?
那么你说唐牧师为什么刚才也你也提到第一到第四条？
So Reverend Tom, why is that just now also mentioned about commandment number 1 to 4?
我是提到爱成为遵行命令的动机。
I'm talking about love become the motive of obeying the commandments.
但是人与人的关系之间的完全不是第一到第四条，是第五到第十。
But the perfection in human commandments is come only from verse number 5 to 10.
你的爱是不加害于人的。
Because when you love, you do not harm people.
那为什么第五条也不提呢？
Why is that commandment of 5 not mentioned?
因为很少人是害父母的。
Because
不是没有。
There are very few people that harm their parents.
这彼此相爱是在同程度里面。
So loving one another is the peer.
所以这里应当的是从第六到第十，从第六到第十这五条的基础。
So it's to talk about from 6 to 10 commandments.
爱是不加害于人的。
When you love others, you will not harm others.
所以爱就完全了律法。
And because of that, love fulfills the laws.
大家说，因为爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。这样到底世界上有没有完全人呢？
Then we understand, is there a perfect person in the whole world?
有没有行善的人？
Is there one who truly do good?
有没有遵心顺旨意的人？
Is there one who truly do the will of God?
按命令的字句来说，
According to these letters of the commandment,
没有人成全律法。
No one has fulfilled the law.
没有人完全遵行诫命。
No one that totally obey the commandment.
没有人行善。
No one that truly do good.
没有人寻找善。
No one has seek after God.
连一个也没有。
Not even a single one.
但是按经义来说，
But according to the meaning of it,
上帝要基督徒因为明白爱，又明白顺从，就在这里，他看我们是完全。
God wants us as a Christian to understand what love and obedience is, and upon this thing, He saw us as a perfection.
所以做基督徒跟做法利赛人不同的地方。
So as a Christian, as a Pharisee, the difference is,
法利赛人得了圣言。
The Pharisee after had the holy word,
得了律法。
The commandment,
他们不因为律法把自己的肮脏味显出来，而无地自容，羞愧痛苦，在神面前忏悔认罪，不是。
They will not confess the sin because the law has manifested their shortcoming. No,
他们把律法收了以后，
after have collected the law,
他们再看看原来别的民族没有这个特权，
see,
他就认自己比别的民族更高傲、更特权。就看别的民族如同狗一样的轻看他。
They see other races do not have the privilege of having the commandments, and they despise them because of that as a dog.
律法也是叫人知罪。
Commandment also point to us that we're sinful.
所以，这法利赛人因为律法看别人更是不够他们的更低、更卑贱的罪人。
But then the Pharisees, when they have the law, they see others as lower than themselves.
所以上帝非常难过。
So God was so sorrowful.
怪不得耶稣说。
And that's what Jesus said.
你们的义。
Your righteousness.
如果没有胜过法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
If it doesn't surpass the righteousness of the Pharisee, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
什么叫做超过法利赛人？
What am I to transcend the Pharisee's righteousness?
你们的义如果没有超过法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
If your righteousness does not transcend the righteousness of the Pharisee, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
今天有几个基督徒？
Today, how many Christians?
他们属灵的生活比法利赛人更好。
In a spiritual life, they're better than the Pharisees.
今天在这里听到的，哪一个人敢讲？
Those who are listening here tonight, you dare to say?
每个礼拜进食两次。
Every week I fast twice.
我奉献十分之一。
I've offered 10% of my
pay. 我没有奸淫。
I'm not committing adultery.
我们没有勒索。
I've never
take bribe. 我也不像这个税吏。
I'm not like tax collectors.
谁敢讲这些话？
Who dare to say that?
他要付多少代价？
You know how much price they're going to pay for that?
我们基督徒很多，不要说十分之一，百分之一都没有信心。
We as Christians, not 10%, not even the 1% that we are.
我们做基督徒的，我们没有这个 真正做到常常禁食祷告的。
We as Christians, we have never actually fasted good enough.
所以呢，法利赛人的义不是被轻看的卑微的义。
So the Pharisees' righteousness is not something to despise.
是很高超的义。
It's a very noble one.
那耶稣说，你们的义若不超过法利赛人的义，也就不能进天国。这样我们有谁能进天国？
But then Jesus says, who among you, your righteousness transcends the righteousness of the right Pharisee, then only you can enter the kingdom.
可能没有一个人可以做基督徒。
Maybe not even one qualified to be a
Christian. 可能没有一个人可以达到耶稣定的标准。
Not even one can meet the standard set by Jesus.
所以呢，丹麦的七个国。
So King God of Denmark.
他是只有一个真基督徒。
Only one true Christian.
可惜他已经被钉死。
But he has been crucified.
人家问他那是谁、啊、
？Who is that? They ask.
你所说的只有一个真正的基督徒是谁、啊、
？You say only one true Christian. Who is he?
他说就是耶稣基督。
Jesus.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
就是除了基督以外，没有人达到基督要我们达到的真正的。基督徒的标准。
So、other than Jesus, no one actually has fulfilled the standard he has set for us.
那么如果讲我们讲到做什么
？So then, what for is preaching?
我们听到做什么
？What for is listening?
我们跟随主、相信主、传福音做什么
？What for that we follow and preach the gospel?
我不能达到吗
？I can achieve that.
能
？Can we? Yes.
怎样能
？How?
不是靠你
，Not through us.
不是靠我
，Not through me.
靠着圣灵在我们心中动工
，Through the working of the Holy Spirit in me.
浇灌。充满光照教训使我们常以为亏欠
so always you feel that we are in shortage
常感到自己不够
feel that we are in debt
常愿意用爱心
we would have loved that
遵守上帝的
to obey God's commandment
用爱遵守诫命
we love to obey the commandment
用爱人来顺从上帝
and you're loving others as a submission to God
爱是不加害于人
Because to love is not to harm.
所以爱就成全了。
So then love fulfilled the commandment.
是这个意思。
And that's the meaning.
那现在我已经把第四节完全讲清楚。
So I've totally explained verse 10.
那基督徒对这些真理了解以后呢
？So after Christian understood all this,
保留就是在这。
And then following,
你们晓得现今就是该趁早。睡醒的时候
He said that and do this understanding the present time the hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber
因为我们得救现今比初信的时候更近
Because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed
这一段的话好像很特别
So this looks special
好像不融洽
Not in harmony
不和谐
Not in harmony
为什么呢
Why?
因为在这
He said and do this
要是有比这个用爱顺从达到完全更重要的另外一方面
which means there's another aspect which is even more important than we love that we want to fulfill the commandment
到底还要讲什么
what that Paul want to say here
他说再者
and there are more
意思是请你们更要注意这样的事
and meaning all the more you must do this
你们晓得
you know
如今
now
跟初信
as when you first believe
是不一样的
it's different
为什么呢
why
初信的时候
when you first believe
你们的本质已经完全
substantially you are perfect
那你们的分量还没有完全
but quantitatively not yet
现在不是初信的时候
but now you're not from the beginning of your belief
现在一定是已经长进的时候
now you must have progress
所以现在比那时候更应当有分量才说
now as compared to when you first believe you have more quantity now
我再解释清楚一点
I'll explain clearly
本质不能进步的
substance you're going to progress with substance
大家说本质不能进步
不能进步
能进步的是分量
What that can progress is the quantity
Quality cannot improve
你不能够在本质上能够有进度
But quantity should improve
但是这个分量是可以的
所以我们的本质
So our quality
是永远没有改变
Forever you never change
我们的本质是什么
What is our quality
我们得救的时候
After you are saved
灵说的神给我们的新生命
You receive the new life of God
那我们的分量是什么呢
Then what's our quantity
就是在继续认识神
Continuing we know God
继续休息神
Continuing to learn after God
继续更像神
Continuing we be like God
继续充满神的荣耀
Continuing we feel with the glory
这方面的分量一直增加
This is our quantity will grow
你明白这个意思
Understand now
本质是不能增加
In terms of quality you cannot increase
本质是不需要改变
It need not change actually
本质也不需要长大
In terms of quality it need not grow
因为本质就是完全的
Because quality itself is perfect
你说这是一粒芒果的籽
You think this is a seed of mango
芒果的籽
The seed of mango
就是芒果的本质
And that's the substance of mango
你说这个籽
你 send the seed，
要让它大几倍才能结果子。
That you want to grow a few fold before it can bear fruit。
它本身就是芒果的籽。
Because it itself is the mango seed。
无论多小，就是芒果的籽。
No matter how small, it's mango seed。
它长大的不是籽长大。
So when it grows, it's not the seed that grows。
籽慢慢生出芽来。
If it germinate，
生出树干来
，and also with a stem，
长出根来
，and with a root，
长出树叶来
，and also with a leaf，
长出果子来
，and with a fruit，
从芒果的种子变成芒果树，大的是树，大的不是种。
So for mango seed become a mango tree， the thing that grows is a tree， not the seed。
那你明白我的意思吗
？You understand now？
如果你种个芒果的籽。
If you were to plant a mango seed，
五年以后那个籽变成这么一大粒。
And 5 years later that seed grows，
你想，糟糕了，以后越来越大，房子给压倒怎么办
？So it grows so big， also will put the house collapse。
所以长大的不是籽。
So that which grows is not the seed，
长成树。
It grows into a seed.
树大
into a tree. The tree grows.
那么这个树多大多大，每一棵不一样。
So how big that tree is, every tree is different.
但是籽就是籽。
But the seed is seed.
你一粒葡萄的籽小得不得了。
You're a small grape seed seed.
你会不会种了过几个月的葡萄籽变成这么大
？Would you put a few months and it will grow so big?
不需要。
No.
它就变成葡萄树。
It become a grape tree.
有葡萄籽。
And become a branch.
有葡萄叶。
Leaf.
籽不需要长大
and the seed that need not grow
本质不需要长大
the qualitative seed doesn't grow
有一天有一个人
one day a person
听我讲到他跑来找我
when he listened to me he come to me
他说我对你讲的那句话很感到不对
Reverend Tong I feel that statement is wrong
我说 哪一句、啊、
which one I ask
你告诉我
tell me
你刚才有没有这样讲
did you say it just now
我说你先说我才知道有没有这样讲
why wasn't it before I can know whether I said it or not
你说我传道几十年
you said I preached for decades
起初怎么传
In the future, I
现在还是这样
Now also preach the same manner.
我怎样恳切
How did I was so
现在照样恳切
Now so ardent
我照样有负担
How I was burdened
照样有负担
Now I'm also burdened
我传的时候起初怎样敬畏上帝
How did I was so godly in
teaching 我照样敬畏上帝
Now also with that piety
我第一次上台
The first time when I come to the
pulpit, 怎样战战兢兢做上帝的工作
？How the trembling I do the ministry of God.
今天60多岁还一样的。
Today 60+
你有没有这样讲
？Did you say that？
我说有啊。
Oh, I say that.
那岂不表示唐牧师你从来没有进步
？You said you never grow.
你17岁这样，现在也这样。
17 years old like that. Now you're like that.
没有进步嘛
？You never grow.
我说你弄错了。
Oh, you're wrong.
负担
，the burden，
敬畏
，godliness，
侍奉。
The service,
那个真心，
那个出发
的牺牲的精神
，the sacrificial spirit，
那些值的本身
，those qualities
是从来不长大
，never grow，
不需要长大
，it need not grow，
而且很可能会失去的
，it may be lost，
那是神给你的，不是你自己的
，that's what God has given to you， not that you have it。
如果你保守到底，已经很好
，if you keep all this until the end， that's good enough。
所以，上帝的儿子耶稣基督。复活升天以后
，So the Son of God Jesus Christ after resurrection ascended to heaven，
写信给以弗所教会的使者说什么
？He wrote to the Ephesians and said，
他说你呀、啊、
，You
已经失去了什么
？Have lost
起初的爱心
，Your first love，
什么意思
？What do you mean？
起初的爱心是最热的
，The first love is the warmest one，
最真的
，and truest one，
最圣洁的
，and the most holy one。
你们恋爱过没有啊
？Have you ever loved？、啊
第一次恋爱的时候多笨哦
！The first time when I courtship, you are so foolish.
傻傻的爱
，foolishly you love.
爱到傻傻的
，and love foolishly.
而且爱的也是那傻傻的
，and love the one who is foolish too.
所以傻人爱傻人
，so the fool love the fool.
傻傻爱
，and love foolishly.
莫名其妙的爱
，and also
第一次的爱
，the first love
是最没有经验的
，inexperienced
最错误的
，and wrong
最不懂的
，you have
ignorance. 但是我告诉你，第一次的爱是最真的。
But it's the truest with the first love.
没有第一次爱假假的，没有的。
You never love firstly, not truly.
第一次爱是假假的嘛，那不是爱。
The first love is not the true one. It was not true love.
第一次落在爱情里面的时候
，The first time when you fall in love,
一掉就是几万几千丈。
You fall very deeply.
真的跌死啊
！Deeply until you
die. 第一次爱的时候
，The first love that
you have, 什么都给。
You give everything. 什么都可以 You can do everything.
笨得要命
You're so fool.
因为爱嘛
Because love.
因为起初的爱
Because the first love.
起初的爱是本质最纯洁的
It's the purest in quality with the first love.
我的男孩子
My boy.
高中一的时候
When he was in the high school.
对我说爸爸我现在很爱一个人
Tell me that I love someone very much.
我马上说
I said
Monkey love.
Monkey love.
那是猴子的爱情
Monkey love.
你知道他说什么？
You know what he said?
他就对那女孩子说，爸爸说我对你是 monkey love.
My father said, my love to you is monkey love.
你看笨到这个地步。
So that's a fool.
我才发现这个孩子心不是完全听我的，他要告诉别人才对。
So that he's not truly listening to me, he wants to tell others.
他说你怎么会 monkey? 我已经大了。
How come I'm monkey love? I'm grown up.
等过几年以后。
After a few years.
他突然间。
Suddenly.
看到那个人没有什么可爱了。
That person is so lovable.
我就问他说。
I asked him.
Was that monkey love?
是 monkey love 吗？
从前是 monkey love。
In the past was it monkey love？
他笑笑起来。
And he smiled。
起初的爱。
The first love。
虽然很笨。
Even though it's a fool。
起初的爱。
But the first love。
是很纯洁。
Very pure。
所以有时候你想想。
Sometimes you think。
还是很珍惜一点点，对不对呢
？So you just treasure that actually first love。
猴子珍惜猴子，对不对
？You know, monkey will treasure monkey。
可爱珍惜可爱，对不对
？Lovable will treasure lovable。
我们刚刚信主的时候
，When you just first believe，
那个心
，That heart
是很真的
，Very true。
我们刚刚侍奉的时候
，When you first serve the Lord，
我们那个动机
，The motive
是很圣洁
，Very pure holy。
那个是完完全全的完全。
That is a true perfection.
因为那不是分量的完全。
Because that's a quantitative perfection.
那是本质的完全。
That's a quality perfection.
本质的完全是不需要长进，因为已经完全的完全。
The quality perfection does not need to grow because the perfection of perfection.
本质的完全是使分量可以进到更完全的、真正的完全的原因。
The quality perfection is the true reason that causes quality perfection to progress to perfection.
The perfection in quality.Is the assurance and is the cause of the perfection in quantity. 感谢上帝
Praise God.
所以这样有了质的完全
When you have the quality of perfection,
保证你的量会完全
It will assure that you will grow qualitatively in perfection.
再者现今离开初心的时候已经更靠近得救的日子了
And that's why all the more you say that now is the time we are nearer to the time of salvation
什么意思呢
What do you mean?
你本来有了那个本质
That quality you already have
但现在呢
Now
现在分量要继续完全了
And also quantity you're going to grow
爱是不加害于人
And love you never harm
所以爱就完全的律法
So it fulfills the law
那么你自己在完全的过程中间有没有长进呢
So now in that way of perfection are you progressing?
因为我们越来越靠近得救了
With what you're closer to the day of salvation
你说我更不明白了
So all the more I don't understand
什么得救会越来越靠近的
Yeah, you're closer to salvation
那么还没有靠近到最近的是不是还没有得救呢
Would you be closer to salvation until now you're not saved yet
到底到了第十三章第十一节
So when it comes to 11 verse of 13th chapter
这种基督徒是已经得救了没有
This kind of Christian are they saved
如果已经得救了
If they are
为什么保罗说已经越来越靠近得救的
Why is it possible we're closer to salvation now
到底在讲什么呢
What is it saying
请你注意哦
Pay attention
圣经关于距离的问题有一些很奇妙的暗示跟这个启发
And the Bible has some very good implication and inspiration about this distance
所以有一个少年人
So there's a young man.
跟耶稣谈话的时候
When you're talking to Jesus,
耶稣忽然对他讲一句话什么呢
Jesus said,
你离天国不远了
You're now near to the heaven.
表示什么呢
Meaning,
很近的
Very close.
很近的什么意思
Very close meaning.
还没有到
Haven't reached yet.
懂不懂呢
You understand?
你离天国不远了
You're not too far from the heaven.
这跟耶稣讲天国近了你要悔改一样的就奔着你还没悔改
And the same thing with what Jesus Christ that heaven's at hand, which means you're not heaven yet.
很近了
Close.
但是还没有到
Not reach
哦你离开门只有一公尺
So you are 1 kilometer from the door
1 meter
One meter sorry 1 meter from the door
你只有一公尺
Only 1 meter
你离这个门只有一公尺
Only 1 meter from the door
什么意思呢
What do you mean
你在门外对不对
You're outside the door
你在门外嘛
You're outside the door
如果在里面为什么要离开一公尺
Because when you're inside you don't need to be 1 meter away
所以耶稣对那个人是很鼓励 so, 你离天国不远
So Jesus encouraged that person You're not too far from the kingdom
耶稣其实太伟大了
Jesus so mighty
其实他意思说你还没进去
You haven't entered yet
你还在外面
You are outside
耶稣这么客气说你离天国不远了
But Jesus very politely said You're not too far from that
如果医生说你离棺材不远了
If the doctor were to say that You're not too far from the coffin
那是很不客气的
Then he's not polite then.
耶稣不是说你离地狱不远他离天国不远
Jesus didn't say You're not too far from the hell But you're not too far from the heaven
很客气
Very politely
但还没有进去
But
那保罗说什么
Paul said
我们离开这就已空前更近
We're nearer now to the salvation He said
表示已经进步了对不对
You think you're progress
如果没有进步怎么会更
If without progressing, how can it be nearer?
更近得救到底得救了没有啊
Nearer to salvation.
得救没有啊
Safe now.
没有啊
No?
有
Yes?
有
Yes?
没有
No?
你给我吓死了，梁总都不肯回答了。
So you're frightened now?
到底得救了没有啊？
Are you safe now?
离开起初得救的时候
You are leaving the initial belief
起初信心的时候
The initial belief
Initial faith
Faith and belief
这已经更靠近了
You're closer now
当然得救了
Because you're safe
已经得救了
Safe
现在已经更靠近得救了
But now clear, closer to the salvation
得救更靠近的就表示有好几种得救咯
Would you have There are different kinds of salvation
稍微得救
A little bit of salvation
仅仅得救
Just save
60分得救
And 6%
丰丰富富的得救
Richly you're safe
那么呢像亚伯拉罕
Like Abraham
丰丰富富的得救
Richly you're safe
裸得是仅仅得救
Lord just merely save
因为来不及回家拿几块钱出来
Boy, he didn't have time to go back to a few dollars home
命得救了钱不得救
only he was saved bodily but not with the money
丈夫得救老婆灭亡
and the husband is saved but the wife perished
自己真正得救孩子们半得救
the he truly saved but the children half saved
这里在讲什么
what is he saying here
你一定要知道上帝的救恩呢
so you must know God's salvation
执行在基督徒身上的时候
when he being executed for Christian
有三个层次
three levels
第一个层次
the first
灵魂的救
our souls are saved
第二个层次
the second
生活的胜
our lives are victorious
第三个层次
and the third
身体的赎
our bodies are redeemed
那么等到身体的赎的时候
so when our bodies are redeemed
我们才完完全全享受救恩
then we are truly enjoying the salvation
在身体没有得赎以前
before your body is redeemed
我们按地位而论
according to position
按本质而论
according to quality
已经是属于主的
you only belong to God
按本质来说
according to quality
我们已经得了主给我们完全
we have got the perfection coming from Jesus
有了起初的爱
you have the first belief
那么从过程来说
but in the process
我们越来越靠近
we are closer to that
我们继续不断进
we continue to progress
但还没有完全得到
not totally we have it
所以成全来说
so to perfection
等到基督再来的时候
when Christ Jesus returns
身体得着救赎
our body will redeem
我们才承受我们才经历完美的救恩
then we inherit we experience the perfect salvation
所以这里告诉我们
so he says
我们离开起初信心的时候到得救已经越来越靠近
when you leave the first belief and now we're closer to salvation
其实这句话要表达的意思是什么
what do you want to say is
主快要来了
Christ will return fast
主已经近了
Christ is near now
所以
therefore
你们一定要更进步
you must progress
你得救了吗
are you saved
得救了
yes
你有完全的本质吗
do you have the perfect quality
有了
yes
有完全的动机吗
do you have the perfect motive yes
这完全的进展程序中间
so in that progress of perfection
是啊
yes you are
有一天到什么地步
one day I'm the worst of your life
主耶稣来的时候你完全无可指责的地步
and then when Christ returns you are totally without blemish
那么现在呢
but now
一方面有完全的本质
you have the perfect quality
一方面将分量永远的完全
but also you're progressing to the perfection in
the future 在这个道路中间
in that way
不要停止
do not stop
不要懒惰
do not be lazy
不要停顿
do not stop
继续长进
Continue
to progress. 因为离开初心的时候
Because when you left the first
现在已经更靠近
You're closer
更靠近
Closer now
更靠近
Closer now
也就是你预备主再来的那个人
Which means you're preparing for a day for Christ to return
是这个意思
That's the meaning
所以在这你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候
So then he said that the hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber
因为我们得救现今不比初心的时候更近
Because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believe
什么意思
What do you mean
如果你沉睡
If you were to sleep
你就不会再长进
You wanna grow
如果你不醒过来
If you not wake up
你不会离开你的错失你的不全不会看出你的亏欠在
You will not leave your wrongs your imperfection and see your shortcomings
所以这实实在在就是基督徒也继续不断苏醒过来的境界
Truly is also a verse that causes us to be awake as a Christian
中国教会有叫奋兴会的
Christian we also have this meeting called revival meeting
我不知道为什么叫这样翻译
I don't know why called revival meeting
因为应该呢 revival
actually
是重新使他活过来
Once again you are being kindled
是使你的生命活现出一个新的热力出来
So your life I want to live a new life revitalized. I'm sorry.
所以这个叫 revival.
And that's called revival.
中文叫做奋兴会。
But it's Chinese called 奋兴会。
后来很多人奋兴完了没有奋兴，只有兴奋。
But a lot of people after revival can never revive their excitement.
所以奋兴会应该是什么呢
？So what do you call revival meeting?
生命的活力。
Your life vitality
在充电
，once again recharge，
活生生的跳起来
，and revitalize
去从沉睡苏醒过来。
From slumbering, you are now being awake。
有关你睡觉
，when a regular sleeping，
跟苏醒
，and to be awake。
圣经诗篇二十三篇讲得很清楚
，and Psalm 23 says so clearly。
你为自己的生命，是为了灵魂苏醒。
For your own namesake, you awake my soul.
为你的名引导我走义路。
And for your own name, you lead me in the right way.
所以这不是死了活，乃是睡了醒。
It doesn't mean that you're dead now, you're alive, but you're sleeping now, you're awake.
Not you are risen from the death, but you are awakened from your slumber.
So from the slumber, you're being awakened, not from the death, you're being raised.
我再说。
Once again,
不是从死里面使你复活
Now you are resurrected from the dead
是从睡觉使你苏醒
But from the slumbering you are awakened
从死里复活是起初得救重生的意思
From the dead you are being now resurrected which means you are not believing, you are not believing
睡觉苏醒就是从你的这个悟性的迟钝你灵性的不长进你过去自己的麻木的中间现在觉悟过来是这个意思
from the awakening of your slumbering which means you are now being resensitized and also you now realize and understand
这样的经文是很少的
very few this kind of verses
保罗对以弗所书第二章怎么讲
Paul to the church Ephesians in chapter 2 he says
你们死在过犯中
you are dead in sin
他叫你活过来
he resurrect you
第五节说
and verse 5
我们从前也死在过犯中
in the past we also are dead in sin
现在活过来
now we are
awake 第六节说
and verse 6
他使我们现在坐在天上
and he causes us to sit now in heaven
原文是这个现代进行式
which is present continuous tense
这是 we are now sitting on heaven
我们现在坐在天上
什么时候我坐在天上
When?
现在
Now
你说以后啦
You see in the future
保罗文化不好吗
Oh it's not good in grammar
他写错了
He had written wrong
不是的
No
现在你坐在天上
Now itself you are seated under heaven
为什么呢
Why?
按地位而说本质是完全的嘛
Positionally, qualitatively, you're perfect
你的灵性你的地位已经是坐在天上
Spirituality, also quality wise you are now sitting in heaven
但是你的侍奉你的生活还在地上爬
But you're serving your life is still up on the earth
为什么呢
Why?
因为你原来已经活生生从死里复活
Because you're truly alive now from dead
但是现在你不是活生生你是呼呼睡
But now you're not living alive you're in sleep
睡的人呢死了没有啊
Those are sleeping are they dead?
到房间看
you go to the room and see
妈
mom
爸爸死了
that is dying dead
妈妈哭啊
and the mama cry
跑过来
and come and see
爸爸说你哭什么
what are you crying the dad says
秋死你他没有死啊
he's not dead
他死怎么会问我你哭什么
if not you ask me
他睡觉嘛
he's sleeping
睡觉不是死
to sleep is not to die
大家说睡觉很像死
Sleeping is like dying.
大家说，现在许多睡觉的基督徒跟没有信主的死的非基督徒很像。
A lot of sleeping Christians are like those
that are dead. 还没有信主的睡觉基督徒很像。
So those that are sleeping Christians are like non-Christians.
因为很像。
Because they're like.
所以呢
，so
你看不出。
You're gonna be
已经得救而沉睡的人跟没有得救而死的人有什么不同
those who are saved yet are sleeping and those who are dead in sin there's no difference
他们赌博你也赌博
they gamble you gamble
他们喝酒你也喝酒
they drink you drink
你是得救过了
you have been saved
又得救又忘记
but you forget you're saved
已经得救又跑回家去
but you go back home
你现在是睡觉
now you're sleeping
而且死的人
those are dead
他们盼望复活
they hope to be resurrected
你活过了
you used to arise
自己说不必了我活过了
you say never mind I have reason already
我早就活了
I have reason already
你还没有听过耶稣的名我已经受洗了
you have not heard Jesus name I have been baptized
你们全家还到庙里我祖宗就是长老
so you go to the temple my ancestor is elder
所以睡觉的人
so those are sleeping
比死的人
compared to those are dead
更没有必要得着恩典的迫切感
They do not have a sense of urgency to have this salvation.
这是很多 没有复兴的基督徒。
And a lot of people who are not revitalized.
所以轻看圣灵工作的原因。
That's why they despise the work of the Holy Spirit.
啊，这句话林恩派认为，凡是不相信讲方言的，都是轻看圣灵工作，就是完全误解。
But it's totally misunderstanding of the Christianity. They thought that if you don't speak in tongues, would you despise the work of the Holy Spirit?
许多林恩派最多讲圣灵的人，是对圣灵论的圣经最不了解。最错误解释的。
Many of the Christians talk a lot about Holy Spirit, but yet do not understand about Holy Spirit in the Bible.
所以我回归正传。
So I'm going to come back to the Bible.
圣经说
，The Bible says,
我们要从沉睡中间起来。
When we're slumbering, we'll be awake.
因为主已经近了。
The Christ is near.
主再来的日子近了。
The Lord is near.
你再睡下去
，If you continue to sleep,
睡到他来的时候
，Until when he comes,
你来不及。
You have no time now.
耶稣基督到世界上来
When Christ came to the world,
第二次来的时候
When his second coming,
是像贼一样
Like a thief.
为什么像贼
Why like a thief?
两个意思
Two meaning.
第一
First,
不告诉你
He will never tell you.
第二
The second,
突然间
Suddenly,
把他所爱的拿去
You take those that you love.
你来不及预防
No way to prepare.
有没有贼打电话打到晚上三点我会到
Would the thief call you, I'll come at 3 a.m.
没有这样的贼如果有那是笨的半死的
No, that's a thief, that's a fool
贼来的时候
When the thief comes
不会拿你以为重要的
They will not take what you deem as important
只拿他以为重要
Only take what they deem as important
价值观他定不是你
So they fix the value concept
为什么耶稣要把自己比喻成羊呢
Why is that Jesus compare himself as sheep
耶稣要比喻成是葡萄树呢
Compare himself as grave
耶稣要比喻自己是贼呢
As thief
这都是我们的理性很难了解
Difficult to understand where reason.
我从小很气，为什么耶稣要说我来像贼？主啊，你是主，我是贼。
It's like because of how come the Lord is Lord, how come he says he's thief? Like thief.
我因为以为我爱主，替主抱不平，怎么主是贼
？Because I thought that I love Christ, I don't want him to compare himself.
后来也没有办法，他自己讲了，我有什么办法替他辩护
？I have no way because he said himself.
我一直想这问题。
I was thinking of continuing this problem.
我想到这两点。
I thought of these two things.
贼是不告诉你什么时候来的。
The thief will not tell you when would he come.
贼是要拿去他认为宝贵的。
And you take what he deem as valuable.
不会拿去你认为宝贵的。
Will not take you what you think is valuable.
你的爱人给你的情书，你宝贵的不得了。
You know the love that's coming from your loved one is so precious.
他看的好像。
You are no.
Monkey love. 的
this is Charlie. Monkey love.
他看你这个一文不值。
It's not worthy.
如果他不是同情你啊
If he doesn't have sympathy on you,
他打喷嚏就放在那个纸上没对他没有价值
To him is no value
但是他认为、哎、金刚钻有价值
Wow, diamond is good
你的手提电话有价值
And also your handphone is valuable
你的 Nokia 有价值
Nokia is valuable
他要拿他认为有价值
will,
对他有价值
He will take to him is valuable
耶稣基督再来也是
When Jesus comes
他不告诉
He never tell you
来的时候呢
When he comes
他把最有价值的拿去
He takes the most valuable thing
那最有价值的是谁
What is that?、
啊就是他所爱的
The one he loves
那么你那一天要真正享受的救
And that, one, that day you truly enjoy salvation
你地位上
Positionally
已经得救了
You are saved
你生活
In your life
正在过度长进的程序中
It is in the progress of growing
而你的身体
And the body
要变成完全像耶稣复活的身体一样的荣耀
We transform as glorious Christ the resurrected body
他要把你拿去
And you take it away.
但是我问你
I tell you,
你是不是配
Are you worthy
那个时候
the time,
成为他的心上人
become his heart.
你现在已经更靠近那个时候
Now you're closer to that time.
比你初信的时候更靠近
Compared to your first belief.
那你预备好了
Are you ready?
你已经长进到一个地步
Have you grown to such a state?
主来的时候
When the Lord comes,
我们成为无瑕无疵的心腹是他所爱的他把我们拿去
We be a bride without blemish, you take us away.
新娘要结婚以前
The bride before she get married
她一定紧张的
And she'll be excited
因为没有结过婚
Because she had not married before
因为时间越来越近
Because the time is closer now
不知道那一天会发生什么
Don't know which day what will happen on that day
最好无危机到那天
The best day will be until the day she's kept
不但如此
Not only so
一定谨慎
And also very careful she is
紧张的不得了
So excited
给她的新娘也不要弄脏
And would that cause any crinkle
新娘 新郎要来的时候
，and before the groom comes，
他会不会随便喝咖啡把新郎给照得黑黑的
？You will just simply take a coffee and then spoil the whole
不会
things。
因为那日子近了
，got the days closer。
保守圣洁
，but keep the holy。
平常很活动的 tomboy。
In the past, tomboy active。
快要结婚以前，一个钟头动都不动。
And for one hour before that, you keep so quiet。
盼望脸汗都不流出来。
So that even they wouldn't sweat。
连婚纱都很整齐。
And even that gown is kept clean。
因为什么呢
？Why？
因为离开起初要得救的日子已经近
，closer to the beginning to closer to salvation now，
因为已经近了
，closer now，
所以怎么样呢
？Then
何以一声百昼将近
？Because the night is deep and then it's coming to dawn。
我们就当脱去暗昧的行为
，and then we let us put aside the deep darkness and
戴上光明
，put an armor of light。
主就帮助我们
God help us,
给我们等候主来
so that we wait for Christ to return,
我们不但本质完全
not only qualitatively we are
动机完全
motive we are perfect,
在完全程序中间
in that process of perfection
因为那日的临近
because of that day is near
我们真正进到分量也完全
truly we enter in a quantitative perfection
我们站起来
so all right
十字架十字架